Never say never. When I first met Jay Green, I thought he was an absolute ass. An arrogant, redneck, chauvinistic ass, no less, whose Texas accent offended my liberal California ears. My boss, the amply bearded Earl Wise, Sonoma Diesel's service manager, introduced us on a Monday morning, the two men leaning their bony elbows on my clean-for-mica counter in the front lobby and sipping coffee out of cups that probably hadn't been washed since the New York Jets won the Super Bowl. Not that I cared about what bacterium colonies were shacking up in those stained coffee cups. It was more that the guys were oblivious to the scrunch. Either that or they simply didn't do dishes and expected me to do them. Since I wasn't a maid or a waitress anymore, I pretty much avoided any tasks that reeked too much of female servitude, which meant I didn't do dishes either and let the dirty coffee cups for people to clean up after themselves. Except no one ever did. Despite my views on equality in the kitchen, I couldn't quite escape the irritating office girl label. In the heavy equipment industry, the men called you a girl no matter how old you were. Granted, I was only 21, more girlish than the 40-somethings who worked in the main accounting office two buildings away. But it still rankled me every time I heard Earl say, "My office girl will take care of you," to our predominantly male clientele. Of course, the men who brought their trucks in for repair always seemed to enjoy talking it up with me when settling their accounts, but I was smart enough to recognize their jovial camaraderie had more to do with the fact I was a slim woman with nice legs rather than a magna cum laude college student working to make ends meet. Anyway, Jay Green, the new shop foreman Earl introduced that October Monday, was unquestionably handsome, and the cocky ass knew it. He had wavy chocolate-brown hair and light sky-blue eyes that reminded me of dawn in the Sierra Nevada. His thick mustache was blondish-brown and curved slightly around his lips, which somehow seemed to draw my wandering attention. Dressed like all the men in worn blue jeans, a button-down chambray shirt, and steel-toed boots, Jay's tan face showed he was a guy who worked outdoors a lot. The weathered clothing, almost, but not quite, hid a wide-shouldered physique, a muscular build his six-foot frame carried with confident ease. "Nice to meet you, ma'am," Jay said, shaking my small hand with the end of his calloused fingers. I could tell by the way he looked through me he'd undoubtedly already forgotten my name. "Nice to meet you, too, Mr. Green," I smiled, performing the polite ritual as expected. Duty done, I waited for the men to wander back into the shop before calling my friend Rita Garcia, who worked in the parts department across the parking lot. "He's an ass," I announced. "He's definitely got a fine damn ass," Rita observed. "I saw him getting out of his truck this morning when I drove in, so I stopped by and introduced my feisty self." "Leave it to you, Ms. Garcia," I smothered a laugh. My friend appreciated men in all shapes and colors and never hesitated to let them know it. When I handed him my phone number, he acted all shucks, ma'am, but I cut to the chase and told him his wedding ring wouldn't bother me none. "Reitz, you didn't." Rita did not know the meaning of shy, and she'd undoubtedly left demure in her rearview mirror in junior high. "Worth a try," she said. "Oops, gotta go. Dave Higgins just walked in, and I swear the Viking looks better than he did last week." Yes, I had to work with Jay Green, but I didn't have to like him. For the first month, he and I were all smiling politeness, Jay treating me like I had the intelligence of a 9-year-old by giving excruciatingly long and detailed explanations for tasks I knew like the back of my hand, ending the transaction with his patent smiling, "Thank you, ma'am." Me, biting my tongue while he treated me as if I were painstakingly stupid in front of the customers and co-workers, making no effort to hide my irritated, "Really?" expression after he turned away. In my book, men who treated women like children and talked all sweet to their face typically said rude shit about them behind their backs. Not that I cared what Jay said about me. Really, I didn't. But, well, I take that back. Actually, I did care about whether he thought I was a brainless ditz, because clearly I wasn't, no matter how he might try to make me look like one. I'd grown up an only child with a dad who insisted on calling me his little dum-dum, which he swore was a term of endearment based on the lollipops I loved as a child, but became a name I considered a demeaning insult by the time I was 12 and had hated enough to prove him quite wrong. Jay Green, on the other hand, had probably barely finished high school. And if he did, he'd managed it on the coattails of some soft-hearted, brainy girl who'd swooned when he looked her way. I wasn't a swooner, and Jay's dum-dum treatment was getting under my skin. Big time. That's an excerpt from Never Say Never, part of the Sonoma Summers novella series by Jesse Devon Groh. You can find it at Amazon.com.